In Revelation, there were many times when talked about writing, and there'd be this admonition, write, and then everything would blow up. The bad thing to do was to write.
It was satirical. Ion told John to write this down, but John didn't know that.
We told him to left it down, and he wrote it down.
Leave it alone.
Yeah.
But you get the point. He knows that John will write it down because we're just moving into the written space. Visual space is the hidden ground.
Right.
And he's saying, you're getting fooled by the environment. We can't stop you from writing it down.
But just know it. I mean, know that you're being manipulated.
But he didn't say that. He said it goes, right, right. It's like when King George said to Gibbon, the guy who did the history of Rome, he said, scribble, scribble, scribble. Like King George, the retarded king, King George III, he mocked the writer.
Right.
Because he was an oral guy.
Mm-hmm.
Scribble, scribble, scribble. So the Lord, whoever was talking to John the Revelator, he was mocking the fact that he couldn't stop John writing it down. And it took Ion to explain that.
Now, did you make a slip there saying the Lord was talking to John?
Whoever the fuck told him. No, it was an angel. Sorry, it was an angel.
Angel.
Yeah, the angel. He kind of angel. I forgot about the angel part.
There's some humbug in there somewhere.
It's not really who wrote it, because actually Ion said non-physical wrote the Bible. They didn't really knew what they were doing.
Channeling Ion? Inspiring them? Were they putting their own mind in it?
No, we just paid King James to finance it. It's all we did.
Yeah, you made the Bible. You created this problem. And why did you do that? Why did you support the Bible being made?
The Gutenbergs liked it in the back.
The Gutenbergs what?
They liked it in the back.
Oh, up the anus.
The anus eruptus.
I think that the Bible, the pyramids, like they were just reminding us there is non-physical.
We had to get something to go along with Bob's tiny note chart.
Roxy, that's not the way to say it. I asked the Evergreens if God was duped by the phonetic alphabet. He did not foresee the consequence of phonetic alphabet. And the Evergreens said yes. Now, granted, we don't know what they meant by God, but I'm saying that the angel knew that visual space was coming in and couldn't stop it.
The war was still going on then, so it was a ploy to make it so.
Yes, I agree. So the angels tried to tell him, if you take the whole book of Revelation, all the chapters and what it means, they showed him the future. They showed him the United States as beast. He should have figured out it was visual space.
Yeah.
So he didn't get it. Right, Ion? John didn't get the meaning of the mediacology part that the angels were telling.
Oh, yes, he was doing okay. He shorted the euro. He'll be just fine.
Today I had the Pergamon all the time in my mind, and I looked it up, and I found out that there was this letter written to the Church of the Pergamon in which they say that was the seat of Satan and the Church of Babylon actually moved to Pergamon. And I just wanted to ask you about that Pergamon. And I found it also very interesting that both the Easter Gate and the Pergamon were translated from those places and revealed here in Berlin, and that we went to see those places when Bob was here. But I was wondering why I have this in my mind.
Roxy, what is the Pergamon?
The Pergamon altar.
Okay.
Pergamon was a city in Turkey, and Pergamon was one of the seven churches.
And we saw the altar? It wasn't that wall thing we went into, that huge room.
Yes, it's this white marmor temple.
With all the stories on it.
Yes.
It was like an auditorium. You just sit in bleachers and look at it. That's the Pergamon. Okay, I remember that. So that artifact, now, you don't try to make a particular question about it. If you make a vague thing, what don't I know or something, it might not work with Ion.
What factors I'm not considering about the Pergamon?
Deutsche
Is there
Bank.
Anything?
Now, that's the oligarchy, and the Deutsche Bank, the Goths and the barbarians go way back, Ion. You're saying that the Deutsche Bank has roots back in that area or beside that area?
From it.
When we watched you as the hologram on Skype on November 27th, you showed pathways to us which were not coming from our world. Is those pathways what you say in reference to Deutsche Bank, those kind of not obviously connected pathways? Or is it just directly connected?
It may be the Bolsa de Comercio Buenos Aires.
It's a particular bank. Or group, tribal oligarchy. So, Roxy, he's pointing out the oligarchic top-down meaning of the Pergamon. That's why it's the seat of Satan. It's the bankers of the day.
I think, actually, from there, like, the priests of Babylon moved to Pergamon, and then they moved to Rome.
That is the oligarchy.
OMX. Yeah. OMX in Copenhagen.
You could look that up.
The Borsch in Frankfurt.
Borsch.
Frankfurt.
In Frankfurt. Now, here's the thing, Roxanne. The bankers were dealing with the new magic environment of visual space. And they understood it pretty good, and they didn't tell the people how they could control them through visual space. See, they exploited the new intoxication. That's why they're Satan. They're not encouraging perception. They're encouraging numbness.
It's interesting that Albert Speer was inspired by the Pergamon to make Hitler's Tribune in Nuremberg. They did like a church of light with columns of light.
You just pointed out the connection to Deutsche Bank behind the Nazis and Albert Speer. He just explained it.
Hitler wanted to create some magic controlling the multitude, and they actually retrieved the Pergamon.
Albert Speer was the great architect of Nazi Germany, and McLuhan writes his first essay.
The visual space of the Pergamon, they like tried to remake it, to control it.
Right. That's probably because the Deutsche Bank, if they have roots going that far back, that was their original Delphi oracle, and they wanted to celebrate their historical roots. So that's why Deutsche Bank is connected to Pergamon. And Speer is written about by McLuhan in his first essay in the first issue of Explorations.
Jürgen Fichtchen.
Is he the backer of Speer?
No, he's the maker. Jürgen Fichtchen.
Does he go all the way back, parallel worlding it back to the Pergama era that we watched? He's a 20th century update. Oh,
maybe.
Thank you, Ion.
Is the war of the giants with humans depicted in the Pergamon somehow relevant?
LaRouche says the gods of Olympus were the oligarchy. You had this democratic impulse coming out of the Greek heroes and in the myths. So it is true, the gods are the bankers, the guys hijacking visual space at the time.
The giants.
The giants are either acoustic space, and the young generals that are beating the giants are funded by the oligarchs. You could look at the big giants are Finnegan, and that was tribal pre-literate man, and that was obsolesced by the phonetic alphabet, which would be the young Greek heroes. Now, Ion, do you have a different take on that than we're saying?
Paul Ashlener.
Oh, we're getting names, Roxy, tonight. We're getting the guilty list. Paul Ashlener?
A-C-H-L-E-I-T-N-E-R.
E-I. Is he still around?
Do.
Is he on the drops?
Didn't say.
We all know that Janet Yellen is. She's doing fine on the drops.
Bob went to the Pergamon altar and where are the factors that we're not considering to our visit there?
What did Bob learn that he didn't notice?
There's nothing that Bob doesn't already know.
That's what I learned?
That's always new.
Yes, I did spend, we spent a long in that, 2 hours there, right, Roxy? Looking at it, reading all the little notes and figuring out we were looking at the wrong part and this and that.
The next video I'm making of that.
Oh, good. Yeah, because as usual, I just go in, yeah, I knew that. That's my conclusion. Yeah, I understand their problems.
Maybe that just marked like this exegesis.
We like exegesis.
Yeah,
exegesis. No, it's good because what happens is it's like you take, say, the difference between Paul, the Apostle Paul, and Paul of Tarsus, and then you go all the way back to Samson, and you start running an exegesis and doing a parallel through the scriptures, you're going to find that many of them bump into each other. There's more than one Sodom. There's one and more Sodom. There's more than one Sodom. You can bump into those. Everything from Melchizedek forward and then the reign of Hezekiah came from Daniel's view, which was prophesied by Elisha. Well, Elisha laid it out and gave you what the dynamics included. What they include is all the New Testament. G.E. Philco, Colossians, Ephesians, Colossians, Philemon, Philco, G.E. Philco, in order, and laid them out. See?
G.E. Philco count is, I don't know, the various books, Galatians, Ezekiel, or something. I never caught it. I had to re-listen to that, but... G.E. Philco, is that a present-day company? No, it is. I think it's a company, General Electric Philco or something. That's the pun. The key point here is Deutsche Bank, Roxy. Did Deutsche Bank know about, I forget the name of your area, Roxy, what's it called?
Rixdorf.
These Deutsche Bank characters that connect back to the Pergamon, were they aware of the significance of Rixdorf, Ion, its history with the Tibetans and me?
Yes, because it was owned by the Templars.
I'm asking Ion.
Yes. We're not going to trump her, Leo. No, she's right.
Okay, so there it is. That's a distorted answer, Roxy. He's going along with you, but they did know about it. Okay, we can understand that. It's an easy question.
No one's going to dig about the names given?
Which names? You've said a lot.
The original ones when you were trying to figure out the stuff in...
In the Pergamon. Is that the original stuff? We've done many topics here.
The
names that you didn't get.
Yeah, but I know everything.
The Jürgen or the Paul Ashleftner?
Paul and Paul. Paul Ashleitner and Paul of Tarsus.
And Jürgen.
Yes, very good.
Are they aware of you and what we're doing here, Ion?
Want to, but can't say.
You can't say. That means you're aware of us.
The mark of the beast... That occurs after the appearance of the Antichrist. So who is the Antichrist?
Well, of course, that's Bob.
He's right. He has said that many times, Kyle. I am the Antichrist as much as you want one. I'm a fucking player on this global theater.
But do you know what Antichrist actually means?
I change it depending who I'm talking to.
It means instead of Christ. Against Christ, it's just instead of Christ.
Yeah, substitute. Definitely that's what my agenda is. Substitute for Christ.
Fill in. Stand
by. Yeah, substitution. Basketball. Substitution.
Which is found in Revelations 2, 12 through 17, with the message to Pergamos.
But I would throw this in. The Antichrist appears... After the sixth seal, after the sixth trump, and after the sixth thunder. which is not revealed, the thunders aren't. So, can you explain that? That's what 666 means.
Well, you got seven churches, then the judge, then the tribulation, then the second coming, then the millennium, and then the eternal state.
So we are in between the sixth and seventh seal, the sixth and seventh trump, and the sixth and seventh thunder. That's where we are now?
Right up to the vial judgments.
Well, boy, it's going to get hairy then, isn't it?
You ain't seen nothing yet. Bam, bam.
I'm going to go dig a hole.
Visual space.
Bob's been digging holes for years. He likes them all.
The sinkholes.
Just most any of those of ill repute.
Did you know about 217 before, Kyle?
I spent 10 years studying with Pastor Arnold Murray. We went through every line of every verse of every chapter in the Bible and dissected it, translated it back to the Greek and Hebrew. I haven't really studied the Bible since 1995, but at one point I knew every word of the Bible.
Is that guy still alive, your teacher?
No, he just passed away in April, I think.
Well, anybody from that era that you knew, tell them that it's about Carolyn and see what they say.
Or just tell them 1 John 2:18 through 24. That'll work, too.
Is that the ice stone?
Oh, no.
Tell them any time they take up the eye drops, they're eating the eye stone right there. Or the white stone.
He just said John first.
1 John 2:18 through 24.
And it's relating to what? We're talking different topics. Which topic is that?
The most current one that he was communicating.
About the eye stone? I don't think the New Testament guys knew this stuff, did they? No. You prefer the Old Testament ion.
He's been studying it for 10 years, so he most certainly would know.
I'm asking you, do the New Testament guys stand up to what the Old Testament tells us?
If you know the commandments, then you hold them.
And that will lead to
certain damnation.
Everything in the New Testament is just a continuation of the Old Testament. There's a modification.
Yes,
and
that's correct.
Pastor Murray said there's three levels to the Bible. I think I only got to level two. What Ian is speaking of, he's talking on a whole different level here that scholars, Bible scholars, nobody else
Daniel,
would understand.
Daniel, chapter 2. Nebuchadnezzar also conceals his dream. That'll explain it.
Did you say concealed his dream or revealed his dream?
Conceals his dream. That's the third version that he's trying to get to.
It comes from Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
Conceals, yes.
Conceals the third level.
It was more like Nebuchadnezzar's dream is a third level concealed.
The interpretation thereof, you shall be cut up into pieces, and your home shall be made of the dunghill.
But Ian, are you saying that there are three levels, or is that not accurate?
There are three levels.
Are you the third level?
It's found in Nebuchadnezzar's concealed dream, explained in Daniel chapter 2.
Why is there a third level? Why was that covered up?
The reason it was divided into three levels is because of Babylon, and Babylon's what you're coming back to.
I would say it's the same thing as what I am saying. When Daniel spoke, he spoke to Nebuchadnezzar, but he was also speaking of the end times.
The Ancient of Days.
The tribulation. Are we in the tribulation?
Well, it depends. Is your breakfast ready?
No.
If we're between the sixth and seven seals, and we are.
Not me. Only those that engage that reality.
You haven't worked out Persia yet either.
anyone that knows the truth, which Ion is speaking, is protected from the tribulation.
Ion does not give
that's
us
exactly
the truth.
Right.
Ion's his truth is relative.
That's right.
So
well,
he doesn't say it that way.
But he's obfuscated from those ends. That's for little men. The tribulation is for little men. I mean, Ezekiel 39:7, it's so clear that makes it easy. So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore, and the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. Bam, there you go.
Well, I'm still on Daniel 2. Can you give me a clue, Ion, about Daniel 2?
No, he can't, Kyle. Say your words correctly. He can give you a clue. You don't want to say that. Actually, say a detail.
Give me a clue, Ion, about...
If you'll tell Bob what GE Philco stands for.
That was an old TV bulb. Analog TV.
Right.
Bulb.
No, standing for the scriptures.
Oh.
GE Philco.
Is it Galatians?
Ephesians.
Is there a P?
Yes, Philemon.
What?
Philemon.
Is that a person?
It's a Bible chapter. It's all the chapters in the Bible. Not all of them, but...
I don't remember Philemon. Okay, so that's Philco. So what's C-O?
Philippians. You're using it. Philemon is for Philippians.
Colossians. What country is that? I never heard of that before.
It's another
Colossians.
Is Colossians. That
C-O?
Yeah,
C-O. Yes.
Colossians.
C-O-C-O. Philippians, Colossians, C-O, C-O.
Colossians, I used to.
Well, we got it.
What are all these tribes, all these names, really? It seems these tribes are very important.
The reanimation of those tribes is how you'll find your 144,000. That's what this is about.
We're going back to the Old Testament and reliving these markers.
That's what Daniel 2 seems to say.
Well, are we going to experience Melchizedek and thrown in the oven and those events? They have to be experienced? Those archetypal stories?
Archetypal. Strange motivation. Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, "The secret which the king hath commanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers shew unto the king." That's Daniel 2:27.
Our question would be, what level of experience of these events going back to the Garden of Eden are you saying will be activated? Is that just for the little man or for Iondom?
It'll be railed from everyone, but the ones that get it won't need it. The ones that know it won't have to apply it. It'll be inferior. And after these... rise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third of the kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. Verse 39.
What was that? Verse
39.
Yeah, there's an article I came across online, October 1953. The title is just Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians,
and Colossians.
Yeah. And it seems to be a letter to the churches of Galatia, and it seems to be an admonition where he's saying, whoever's writing this, it may be Paul, but I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. So are these the, you know, the 99%ers who are getting left behind? This is another swipe at them?
Yeah, it's a It is. But that's explained completely in Daniel chapter 5. See, you have the first story, the first line. Then you have the understory. But now here, Belshazzar defiles the temple, the vessels. You have to have a perfect world that then is defiled. Daniel 5 explains that conversion or conversion from the obvious. See, because we have to obfuscate, even RNA drops have to be obfuscated. They'll go into the perfection, but it's perfect right now because it is. But it'll be obfuscated. You'll see.
So Daniel 5, Belshazzar, the king, made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords. So there's the power and authority battle.
Does obfuscated mean gotten rid of, or does it mean confused?
Replaced.
I thought Belshazzar was Daniel.
News at 11.
Is the Bible like the programming of the environment?
It's like Finnegan's Wake.
It's like the greatest mindfuck of all time.
Cranial intercoursing. The dews of heaven.
The dews.
Dews. D-E-W-S.
What are dues? You mean on the ground?
Are you talking internet? Abbreviations?
Yeah, is that an
heaven.
Acronym?
Of paying your dues.
Of heaven.
Oh, he said D-E-W-S, didn't he? That's
yes.
Not D-E-U-S.
D-U-E-S.
D-U-E-S. So what is D-E-W-S?
Yes, of heaven. Dues. Witness.
Wetness. And what are you referring to when you bring up that phrase?
Daniel 5:27. Thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting.
That's what you're referring to, Ian, with dues?
Tunka low pile.
Hey, don't get obscure, man. Come on.
Yeah, and 21, Bob, verse 21, Daniel 5, it talks about the dew of heaven.
Singular.
Correct.
First. Yay.
Okay, so we get to the noun. Let's find out what the heck he's referring to.
So let me say the whole sentence first. Daniel 5:21. And he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beasts, and his dwelling was with the wild asses. There's our rearview mirror. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appointeth over it whomsoever he will. That's, you know, taking your own power again.
But that was Nebuchadnezzar that was done to. They're speaking of
Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar is the father of Belshazzar.
No, Belshazzar is Daniel, and Nebuchadnezzar was the king, but he went mad, and that's what they did. They threw him out into the field, and he became like no different than an animal. He came to his senses. To me, that's the same thing. No matter how rich or how powerful, how educated you are, you're still a little man until you acknowledge your own power.
2 Corinthians 33-23.
In the Bible it says everybody's going to get this stone and a new name. Do we already have a new name?
The He-Goat.
Roxanne, you know that Carolyn gave the name. If you're referring to Revelation 2:17, is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
Carolyn gave the name. What is it, Carolyn?
The white stone.
No. What's the name? It's either Enchilose or Cellulose. What is it? Enchilose or Cellulose? Which one is it?
Cellulose.
Carolyn named it. We have a patent on it or a patent pending or some bullshit. Anyway, Cellulose is the word. C-E-L-L-I-O-N-O-S-E. That's what Carolyn named the whatever is being named. Now, Ian, is the dew of heaven the eye cell? Is that a dew of heaven?
Is it mana?
No.
Well, let's find out. We're not going on to another topic till we figure it out.
Okay, then let's go.
Is it the hydrogen?
Then go to 2 Chronicles.
No,
33:23.
All right, can we go to the dew of heaven? What is it? I mean, you direct it to another quote.
The reign of Ammon.
Reign, yeah, great. Well, you figure it out, Cal. You go out and ask questions.
You want me to read the verse?
Please.
And many bought gifts unto the Lord of Jerusalem and presents to Hezekiah, king of Judah, so that he was magnified in the sight of all nations from thenceforth. That's 2 Chronicles 33:23.
Nobody knows what to make of that. Make some wild guesses. If we could bypass the Bible quotes, we get somewhere. But I want to play this game, and we never get anywhere.
I have the impression we have to make an effort. Like, you don't say things just like that.
Oh, yeah, we're making a fucking effort just by paying attention to what he's saying.
You made the law, and now you're mad because you have to follow it. It's your law. You made it. You don't have to follow it, but you made it. Now you're in the discovery of the law. 2 Chronicles 34:14.
Yes, but now you said there are no more rules.
There was never rules for us. These are your rules, not ours.
Can we upgrade that and change?
We certainly wish you would.
Me too.
The first time that's referenced is in Nehemiah chapter 1. Discovery of the broken wall.
Let's stop doing this Bible shit unless you guys ask and get some answers. I'm not going to keep trying to lead nowheres. So get into it, tell him. He answers you and find out what the fucking wall of bullshit he just said.
I've never tried to engage about these Bible references.
You don't do Bible stuff.
I don't do Bible.
Well, try it now.
But see, what it entails is I'm having a hard time even finding it in my King James Version, so something's blocking me from even doing that.
Only you can do this exegesis.
I can't find it either.
We are. Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 1.
The words of Nehemiah, the son of Haliah, and it came to pass in the month Chislu, the 20th year, and I was a Shushan, the palace.
Keep going down to 3.
The Haniah, one of my brethren, came, and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of captivity, and concerning Jerusalem.
Okay, now, Luckenbach, here's what this refers to. This refers to the ones that were left in captivity. Concerning Jerusalem. It's also referenced in 7:2, but don't worry about that. Now read 3.
And those in captivity were the royals.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity, they in the province are in great affliction and reproach. And the wall of Jerusalem is also broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire.
This is the same conversation with the Berlin Wall. This is the same conversation with every other wall. It's in Christchurch, in Wall Street, here at the wall. It's every wall that's ever been bound. You are bound by that wall. Now, for the first time ever, you have discovered that you are behind the broken wall, which is why you are obfuscated from all these references that you can't seem to figure out, which is why you can't seem to see what it is that you see from your sighted self would see. The sighted seeingness would see past the sightedness of the sightlessness for the blind man who reached his hammer and saw.
And all of us are in captivity?
All like sheep who have gone astray.
Except those who are in their power.
Or coming, yes.
Or perfect.
Yum.
So, like, we are expanding our perception beyond visual space, and all these walls are no longer there.
Is what you're getting at, Roxy, that the wall is visual space?
Yeah, all the walls, but we are now entering a new environment where visual space is not the most dominant.
Any longer.
And all the walls are going to be tumbling down and we can make it the way we want it?
Well, you do that anyway. But at the same time, Bob says we talk in riddles. Bob says we do this crazy scriptures. Bob says we don't get anywhere. Bob says, well, no, we take you just as far up as you let us go. Otherwise, we just say it's right here. You go, oh, no, it can't be that easy. Yeah, it is. But no, it can't be that easy. No, it is. It can't be that easy. Get you up to the wall.
When Ian took me to the marriage supper of the Lamb, he said there was something in my path. The reason I could never get there is because I looked at it in linear time. Once he opened my mind that there is no such thing as time and that you can move forward and backwards, I easily said I do and became part of the bride, part of the New Jerusalem. So that wall, I had a wall of linear time blocking me from going to that marriage supper, and I'd spent 10 years trying to get there. And his little explanation of time freed me from all that bondage of waiting for the marriage supper.
Mordecai had the same trouble.
There's a movie called Mordecai out now.
You're welcome.
Oh, you have something to do with that, Ian?
You gotta go see it.
Ian, did you just say that when we ask you a question and you respond by giving us scriptures, was that because we didn't want it easy?
Your laws, your rules, your rules.
Can we change that?
You are.
The scriptures are the holy grail of knowledge.
I'm not arguing about what they are. I'm just saying it would be easy if we just get the answers.
But then you wouldn't learn.
But we do. No. Who cares about learning? Learning is what got y'all sideways in the first place. You set this way. This is who you hid the answers here. We have to send you here so you can figure them out. We could just say it, but you go, oh, okay. Well, why don't you just make a YouTube? Well, why don't you just make an app for that? Why don't you just push a button and say, here it is? And we say, okay, fine. But then we have to bring Isom Lee back from the stillborn dead to sing Looking for a Stone so you can hate Isom Lee. It's ridiculous.
And those songs that you have us listen to, it's because they set a certain tone?
Do.
Do all songs set a tone?
Especially Yo Gotti.
Okay, for example, the song I Want It. What kind of tone does that song set if we listen to it?
That if the money doesn't come in rubber bands, that you don't want it. I don't want it.
So the lyrics play a big part in this, in the tone that it sets?
No, the tonality is what reverberates the words. It sets the frequency the same way a dog knows by how you say it, not what you say. That's why Bob can play his favorite song, Nigger Want It, and it's not a problem.
You said the frequency... The frequency reverberates or stays longer than just the moment we say, for example, something.
It's charged. It's charged.
But is that charged. Somehow eternal, that the waves go on and on and on and on?
It's charged.
The frequency is charged?
Yes.
Ian, what was so powerful about Elvis's frequency?
Ezekiel 47:6.
Can you recommend a song for each of us or a tonality?
For you, it's I Then Shall Live.
Can you choose one for me?
Cold Blood.
Cold Blood and the Nigger?
Is there something more general, like for everybody that is listening?
Who? We aren't speaking to them.
What song would be good for me?
The sweetest song I know.
What's Bob's song?
Bunk Me Up in the Watermelon Hay.
Ian, how about Ezekiel 47:9 about Elvis? And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth wheresoever the river shall come, shall live, and there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither, and they shall be healed, and everything shall live, whether the river cometh.
That's to do with Elvis.
Very healing tone?
Not a healing tone, a replacing tone.
It wasn't until 9 that I got it.
Well, what did you get? What was the answer?
He's speaking to the Son of Man. Hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. He's showing the Son of Man the great multitude of fish, or the billions of people that need to be pulled out of the meat sack body back into their godship.
And what's that got to do with Elvis?
That's why 6 was afraid of 7, because 7, 8, 9.
Kyle, what's this got to do with Elvis?
Well, he created the revolution, rock and roll revolution, and he had a very beautiful, charismatic voice, and it fixated a large group of people on one common thought, which was not about war and destruction and all that. It was more about, let's have fun.
How is that in Ezekiel 47?
Says right there, because the very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither, for thou shalt be healed, and everything shall live, rather the river cometh. 10, and it shall come to pass that these fishers shall stand upon it from Endega even to Engalem, and there shall be a place to spread forth nets, their fish shall be according to their kind, and the fish of the great sea exceedingly many. Billions of people need to be healed, their eyes need to be opened.
And you're saying Elvis did that?
He was one of them.
He was the one that I felt I do. I was thinking now that you are in the Vortices tradition. That's why you are the Antichrist, because it's about all this havoc making, this blasting.
All these vortices.
Yeah, like the Antichrist is the ultimate blast.
Blast, that's right. Yeah, I like that.
And it's also that all these fish are swirling crazily out of control.
Which Ion celebrates.
Or helps the fishermen to reel them in.
Yeah, Ion does not want you to get distracted about bemoaning this condition.
Actually, blasting, destruction is also a way of creation. It shouldn't be judged as something evil, you know, like the Antichrist is evil.
Right.
It's all part of the master plan. Just like Elvis had his role, you have your role.
Elvis is on my chart. He's in the tiny note chart.
You got the big role, Bob.
Yes, well, I started it all. I started a joke, and then a whole world started crying. Bee Gees, 1970. The world reacted.
Can you expand on Bob being the Antichrist?
Yeah, let's get the details, Ion. Show us how it's in Finnegan's Wake. What pages is that in Finnegan's Wake?
106.
Ion, will you tell us why Bob's tiny note chart ends at 2020?
They had to, but you can't see 2015.
There is an action going on where Ian is. Is the cold fusion on?
Always.
Yep, there it is.
And when you have cold fusion on, are you generating energy? What are you using it for?
Focus.
So you can focus better, or so JW can focus?
Well, where JW is one of the Coldplay factories.
So hearing that helps us to focus better.
Oh, no, I thought he meant having Coldplay will help you focus. So which did you refer to, Ian? Having the box or the sound you just did now? Which was the focus emphasis?
All of it. She asked about energy. It's just a flow of energy. It's not for making energy. It's for focus.
If energy's flowing, it helps us focus, or it is focused?
It's focused.
It is focused. Mm-hmm. That's focused energy, Roxy.
But you're generating all this energy.
The box is not ion. The box. You said you're focusing all this energy that, you know, maybe ion's the hidden ground, but it is the machine we're talking about.
Is this energy that you are producing making the changes in the environment?
Okay, hold that. That's a good question. Is the Coldplay affecting the environment? You know, it's not being used in homes. Is it affecting the environment, Ion?
We need a wheeler dealer.
Look, even Brian came back, and Barbara, they all come running back when Ion's here. Yeah, he's parasites.
Yeah.
Parasites of,
yes.
Of the dews of heaven.
Ion, the Coldplay is affecting the environment, isn't it?
It certainly is, empirically. So much so that it applies to the Eva May Lefebvre song, the hit. He started the whole world singing.
Did she write it, Ion, or just who presented it to her?
She sang it. She made it famous.
Was she a Vesta wannabe, Ion?
No, she was a different religion.
How many religions are there in the South?
Millions.
So what religion was Eva May?
Pentecostal.
And what was Vestal?
Baptist.
Baptist. Whoa. New cold fusion.
That was handyitis. That's how Ion explained this expanded perception. Ion, was that frequency zapping?
What was the question?
Last weekend I was zapped. I could hear myself like that, like in delay.
It happens.
Was that like the same handyitis effect of last week?
Second verse, just like the first.
I was wondering about the page 69, that McLuhan always read page 69 at the beginning when he took a book. And I just went to see page 69 of the book I'm reading, and it talks about things that we were talking last week. Bob and I were discussing about the cart and handyitis and synesthesia and percepts and concepts. And it's such a coincidence that I was sort of shocked, but I see things don't have the same logic as before, like this type of anomalies. It's like something I saw with Bob, like the environment starts engaging with you and giving you answers and information. Like there is more serendipity and synchronicity. Is that really so, or is it just my hallucination?
You are the mortar in the mystery landscape.
Ion, if I ask you why did Giovanna commit suicide, you say that was the fastest path to her bliss. Is that the only answer?
Who said she was gone?
Yeah, she's gone.
Who said?
Her relatives.
Okay.
She can't go to the Gulf, so where is she? Did she come here to my place?
Well, she would, but you'd have to wash her too thoroughly.
Okay, so she wouldn't. So where is she?
Here and there.
And she's in the, what do we call it, the purgatory, the middle ground
middle
or
ground.
Something?
You don't know what that means, so no.
So what? You want to care to tell me? No. So what? I don't know. At least when you do explain it and you have said she is there, we'll know what it is in retrospect.
What's the difference between purgatory and the guff?
A dwarf star.
A dwarf star is the difference between purgatory and the guff.
Dude.
Does that mean that purgatory is on a dwarf star?
No.
What does a dwarf star have to do with?
It's the difference between the two.
So if we know what a dwarf star is, we would know the difference between purgatory and the guff.
Do.
Remember, Brian, Ian's talked about the dwarf star before.
Well, we talked about dwarf stars and color. Is it red or is it blue? If it's red, it's going. If it's blue, it's coming.
Is there a dwarf star in our solar system now?
Several of them.
And I didn't hear when I asked if purgatory is a dwarf star.
He said it was not a dwarf star. He just said a dwarf star is the difference between purgatory and the guff.
In answering that, Ion, does it help to look up the definition of a dwarf star?
Every single time without failure exception so far heretofore on planet Earth.
What, the Wikipedia will help us? Is that what you're saying?
He didn't say the Wikipedia. He said the definition.
Looking up the definition.
Wikipedia does not define. It just bought it.
So, you know, you go to Miriam or something. You're saying it dictionary
helps. In the meantime, when they look for that, I just need a hint.
Call on the rest.
They discovered the thunder word.
These eyes are you, Roxy. He said Galileo.
King of night vision, king of insight.
So, Roxy, what has Galileo got to do with you and your question?
You are the only one who is going to understand, but because I cannot ask so in the open. That's why I just asked for a hint.
Why can't you,
you
go in the open?
You know what I told you about the thunder words?
CHXR73.
Is that a dwarf star?
Yeah, let's find out.
I looked up dwarf star, and I spelled it as D-O-O-R-S-T-A-R. And that's D-W. How I hear it.
D-W-A-R-F.
Oh, that's dwarf.
On Miriam.
That's dwarf.
Right, isn't it dwarf? Yeah, it's dwarf star.
Now, what are you bringing up, Eliza?
She wants the definition to dwarf star.
Let's not get fooled by this distraction by Ion. Get back to
what are you talking about? Jesus Christ, Bob. You criticize Ion for his answers, but then when he gives an answer, no fucking body wants to bother questioning the answer, defining the answer. I mean, it's like you're shooting yourself in the foot.
Not me.
You just waste hell about let's get on the topic and stay on the fucking topic so we know exactly what it is. Okay, so now we're trying to stay on the topic. It's like, fuck that. We ain't looking up the fucking definition of the last topic of what we were doing.
To argue about what staying on the topic is. Do you think, first of all, the dwarf star got nothing to do with the difference between the guff and the purgatory? Well, why is Ein telling us that? And tell us another angle of the difference. Why the dwarf star? Dwarf star is a substance or a matter.
Well, you didn't, okay, nobody so. Asked. Nobody asked the question, is there another
okay,
difference?
Well, the CHXR 73 is a planetary system that hosts at least one planet.
Yeah, look at that. Look, it's not even
a
dwarf
star.
It's
a binary system.
Well, maybe a dwarf star does have planets going around it, so okay. It got a solar system.
Binary system is also the difference between the dust and purgatory.
Oh, there we go. So
yeah.
It's the difference between the guff and the purgatory. It says the main star of the system, CHXR-73A, is a young red dwarf of spectral type M3 with a mass equal up to 0.35 times that of our sun. Its age was estimated to be 2 million years from a comparison with that of other members of the molecular cloud of the Chameleon 1.
Hey, look, we babble, then Ion gives us a new information that we didn't even ask for, like binary, but or binary something.
If it's a binary system, that means there has to be another star, whether it's dwarf or a sun, or does our sun in this solar system, is it a binary system? Does it have a sister star, whether it's dwarf or...
Brian, how about this? It's two of everything. Purgatory is the other gulf, and there's just a slight difference between them. There are two of everything, so there are two gulfs, Ion?
Pork is the other white meat.
So if you shut one gulf down, you can go to the other one. Is that what we're teaching us now?
Empirically, but yeah.
Empirically, but yeah. You should say empirically, but not. But you get two yes there. So, people, I would admit that the binary system, those words did lead to an answer. I got approximately an answer. No one ever thought there was more than one guff.
Where are many persons? When we commit suicide, all of them die, or some are in another world alive?
Depends.
That's another thing, Roxana. Any question has a million answers because it can be whatever you make it up to be. Whatever answer you require will be an answer because you make up reality. So that's how
well,
we're given on every question.
I would ask you, Roxana, what would you think? If there's, let's say, a thousand or a million versions of you, and if one of those versions transition, commit suicide, does that mean they all go? What would you say? I'd say hell no.
Let Ion sweat there on the seat. He's on the hot seat.
No, I wasn't asking Ion. I was asking Roxana.
What? What are we asking Roxy for? She asked the question.
Right. It was her question, so I just asked her own question.
No, don't ask her. Don't answer.
He's translating.
Are you translating, Brian?
Depends on your definition of translating.
Let's try to get Ion to answer the question.
I am.
Good question.
He's already answered it.
Dies, when one of the JW dies, Ion, the other JWs transition themselves. And you say, it depends. So it could sometimes and it couldn't. We don't need to know anything more than that. Just know that you don't want yourself to die when you die.
We say you can't die.
So the other selves don't die. They couldn't die. But what about people who
fuck themselves
up?
They could go to purgatory or the guff.
Yeah, the level of dying that people experience on that level, and they have it, and we see them have it, do their other selves die at the same time?
No.
Okay, we got an answer. That's about as far as you want to go, Roxana. You know, the rest of it's a rabbit hole, I think.
Yeah, because we have also all these other bodies. And like you say, if I die... There are some Roxanas in the YouTube, for example.
Yes, Roxana lives on in her videos.
She's vaporized in her cookies.
I am people of another faith that don't really believe in the purgatory. Where do they go when they die?
It's not about a belief. A belief is just a thought you've been thinking a long time, and this is the thinking man's game. So what they think doesn't have anything to do with where they go or think they go or don't they go or would they go or should they go. They don't die. So if they don't doubt whatever they believe, it doesn't have anything to do
with
conversation.
So is it any question involving fucking death a false premise? Why do we continue with all the fucking death questions when,
because
according to Ion, there is no death? Let's quit questioning it.
Every question relates to death. There's no point in being concerned in anything if nobody's dying.
Easy, easy. We're going to go to lampstands.
Easy, Brian. Easy, Brian. You go too far.
Lampstands. We're going to the lampstands.
Last week, you said when somebody's burned, their essence is still on the ashes.
Yes.
What happened with these ashes when they mix with the air?
With the id? With the id, Bob? She's trying to take us to the id.
The air.
Sometimes I wish that Roxy could speak English clearly. Sometimes I wish. Not all the time.
Hätten Sie Deutsch?
Sprechen Sie Deutsch, Roxy Annie?
Ja, ich kann auch. Ja, was passiert mit deinem?
Wow, wow, wow.
She just said the elephant ain't your kangaroo, Bob.
Is the essence of what you are is multi. There are many persons like you, and then some of it is in this physicality.
How many degrees are there in an angle?
Doesn't it depend on the trajectory of the two lines?
So does purgatory.
Yeah, when you start talking about environment, you get into these angles.
360.
360, that's a circle, not an angle.
I know, but those angles within that circle, 90 degrees, 80, whatever.
Degrees.
Do the whole thing.
Yeah, it depends on what type of angle.
Well, it depends on the two lines, right?
Yeah, right.
How the two lines intersect. If the two lines intersect at a right angle, then the degrees would be 90.
Did he say they intersect at right angles?
No, I was commenting on Eliza.
Somebody's getting busy. See here, the headboard hitting the wall. It's pretty cool. They woke them up. Now they can't get them to go back to sleep.
A state of suffering inhabited by the souls of sinners who are expiating their sins before going to heaven or having the quality of cleansing or purifying.
They're trying to get a piece of it, being expatriated.
What was that the definition of, Barbara?
Purgatory. In what ways would they suffer?
Pergamon.
Hey, Barbara, can you say that definition again?
Okay, a place or state of suffering inhabited by the souls of sinners who are expiating their sins before going to heaven. That's the noun, and then the adjective is having the quality of cleansing or purifying.
All the different us have one soul or many, many recordings too?
Yeah, do the different cells have the same soul, Ion?
It's like a multi-track recording?
Maybe. It's not like an 8-track, though.
No. Is one of the answers, Ion, it depends on what you create. So I may create a situation where all my selves have souls. I could create that, right?
Well, it's like how many yolks are in a flat of eggs?
18 and 24.
How many eggs are in a flat?
Are they double yolked eggs?
That's right. Then you got to go if they're double yolked or not.
Sometimes, but mainly they're single. But sometimes they're
so this would go back to the answer of it depends.
Okay. Right. Good. And many other incontinence issues that come up.
Hey, Roxy, could you come up with a question that doesn't have a vague answer?
Okay. I am on the 9th of January, they found near Sicily this red gold from Atlantis.
Rose gold. It's rose gold.
Why is it showing up now?
It's always been. They just couldn't see it.
Why is it a news item?
Because it was like a mythical type of gold. It's a red gold that was supposed to be only in a temple in Atlantis. And they found a ship full with this type of gold.
Is it gold from Atlantis, Ion? No, Atlantis hasn't been here yet. Is it gold in mythical times, older times, more frequent than people realize?
No, no, no.
Is the gold mixed up consciously with something to make it red, or did they find this red gold and just smooth it into daggers?
Why it's significant is it contains a copper alloy, the copper tin.
That makes it red, the copper.
Yeah. The temple to Poseidon in Cleato.
What'd you say? The temple took the side, then Cleato.
Poseidon, Poseidon.
What about Poseidon?
Supposedly the walls of his temple in Atlantis.
Is it really from Atlantis?
Not. It will be used in the walls of Poseidon's temple in Atlantis when it's built.
Where is it found, Roxy?
In front of Sicily.
Oh, you mean off the coast?
Yeah, in a shipwreck.
Yeah, see, there's visually bias right in the language. In translating English, you look at a map and you see the boat is in front of Sicily. So you go, where's it found? And you say, in front of Sicily. That's unique. Never heard that before, but that indicates the visual bias of the map experience.
That's why you should eat barbecue and loaf bread.
What? We wouldn't want to end up in front of Sicily?
You get a boot in the butt.
Minoans also had a temple for Poseidon, and it all went down on Santorini. And Santorini is a Greek island today, but maybe they were communicating because they were
actually,
fleeing.
It was actually Eurycleion, not Santorini.
And why do you bring up this boat?
Because they were fleeing, and they were good metallurgists. They might have made the daggers.
And this has nothing to do with the gold.
They were alloyable.
Where did Eurycleion sink?
Eurycleion is an island.
The culture, which was called Minoan, the Minoan culture, they were very good at working metals. And they might have been able to do the red gold.
The Minoans do this rose gold?
They do. Yes, they do.
Still doing it. So it's going to be used in the future when Atlantis comes.
What is so special about gold that we give it so much value?
Bob wants it.
Does it have a real use besides just...
Besides Bob wanting it? Nah.
Yes,
religious belief.
Bob wants it.
Now, you know, each one of you would have to be as megalomaniac as me and say, well, I'm a god. Everything I know, I did. You've got to start thinking that way. So it's obviously not about me in relation to you. Unless there's a world of social mortar. He said social mortar and something else. That's an important point there. He said social mortar and what, Brian? Remember that? Social mortar and something. That means there is social mortar.
I don't remember talking about social mortar. I remember talking about words and stone and mortar. He was answering Roxana. He told Roxana that she was the mortar in, I think it was the mystery landscape or something.
Oh, that's right. The difference between social mortar and mystery landscape, that's what it was. But why are we talking about Eurycleion? Is that where the Minoans were, Ion?
She said the wrong island, and we gave her the correct one.
Why did she even say an island? Is that where the Minoans lived? I don't know why you brought in island, Era.
It had to do with the red gold, the rose gold that she was asking about.
And did the island answer any of your questions?
She just said there was a bunch of metallurgists on this island that made red gold.
Is there anything with Pergamon with this red gold?
Yes, but we can't talk about that because Brian's here.
Was the mineral culture on Ericlion, Ion?
Yes, they always serve their barbecue with loaf bread.
Ion, when the people are in purgatory, when do they get out?
Get out.
Like, what situation has to happen before they're released?
Depends. It depends.
On what? Their choice? Their actions?
No. That's done in the Holy Hills.
Barbara, when you say people, what do you mean by people? Are you saying meat sack bodies in purgatory or souls or essence, non-physically? How would
essence,
you define people?
Well, when people die, whatever that is left that goes, that used to go to the guff, now goes to purgatory, whatever that is. Is that the essence?
Right, the essence.
Is that some of their physical? I don't know.
The non-physical.
What does go to the guff? Is it the essence? Is that yes?
We did that a million years ago, darling, with you.
Hey, Roxy, what was the question when you got the answer, social mortar and mystery landscape?
I don't remember it being social mortar.
You are the mortar in the mystery landscape. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Oh, you are the mortary. And you were asking what?
I think it was why this gold is showing up now.
No, that's before that, wasn't it, Roxana?
You don't have to butter the bread. Just make sure you have loaf bread with the barbecue.
So what was the statement? Roxana is in mortar and the mystery landscape. What was it? Is in
mortar. You are the mortar in the mystery landscape. You're always lately mentioning this place, Luckenbach.
So what's your question?
I want to know the reason why he's mentioning lately so much this place.
Play it.
Didn't he bring that up because Roxana's pronunciation of McLuhan?
That's what we thought it was.
And then when he played the song, Kyle had something going on. Didn't Kyle have something to do with that deal? He was a musician or singer. He was supposed to do something with... Yeah, I agree. It's a yawner. It'll put you to sleep.
Let me just tell you what I read on Wikipedia on Luckenbach. Modern Luckenbach, the town maintains a ghost town feel with its small population and strong Western roots. But on the weekends, it holds live music events.
So the song is about these guys very busy trying to get it, make it in the city, and they have to take a vacation. You know, Luckenbach.
Yeah, like a getaway place.
Yeah. I like payday.
Ion, Jesus Christ said, a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it but the sign of the prophet Jonah. So these mystery booms that are sounding like wailing sounds, like a high-pitched crying, is that what Jesus was referring to?
Might just be Waylon Jennings.
Again, and Isis recently destroyed the prophet's tomb, Prophet Jonah.
Nah, you can't do that.
I thought that happened in July.
Not
I mean, they
so much.
Didn't destroy it completely?
They didn't even find it.
Oh, so it's some other tomb then?
No.
Yeah, Barbara, what was your topic?
Well, the mystery booms that have been heard all around the world since 2011. Ion, can you tell us what they are? What's causing them?
What did you ask?
Jesus said that a wicked, I just said that line that he said, a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and that sign shall no sign be giveth unto it but the sign of the prophet Jonah. And Jonah went into the whale, you know, and then it's connecting also to Saturn and then Satan and...
What is?
And then
connecting that?
I saw a video where those things were connected, and I can't remember what was.
Galileo.
And then there's NASA, the Cassini, recorded the sounds of Saturn, and it sounded like a wailing sound.
Okay. So the mystery
like
boomers are off the coast?
Sound.
Or just every, are the mystery boomers?
They're all over the world. They're like in Texas. They were in New York recently in December. At the same time, they were in the UK at the very same time.
Ian, can you make our time spent on this question worthwhile by giving us some information about it?
If you'll play it in your inbox.
Ian, why, you know, yeah, you're hijacking the show here. Bribery. And we're not even going to get an answer. Did we get an answer for the previous one, Luckenbach?
That is the answer. It's in your inbox. Time to get back to the basics, Bob.
You and your moralism. We don't need your moralism.
The basics of what, Ion?
Yeah, the basics of what?
The basics of love.
The basics of love.
Firm feeling women.
Ion, everything is energy. What is energy contained in? Like, what is space? It's also a form of energy?
A vortex.
Yay, we got an answer.
Bob, do you need to turn something off? Because there's, like, static coming through.
The sound.
Can I just go back to the mystery booms and get an answer
before we move on
to other stuff?
Roxy, hey, right, get back in line.
Yeah,
Roxy,
but I talked before, and he played the wave and dance for my answer.
She was here hours before you.
I was here, but I was on mute by you.
Yeah, well, but she was here before you. She was here before the show started.
No, I turned it on at 5 o'clock, and then family came home, had to talk. I was still listening in the background.
Yeah, you got an alibi. Yeah, you can't put us in the background. Either with us or against us.
Yeah, and then I was on mute when I came on.
Well,
thanks,
I
guess.
You know, you fucked up at the opening. You know, you can't put us on the background.
Okay, whatever. Go ahead, Roxy. Go ahead.
It's okay. Oh, explain the vortex. The vortex of space.
No, no, no. Space is not in a vortex. A vortex can consume space, but a vortex is not in space.
What is this black matter that is supposed to be the most that there is?
Dark matter is the phrase. Yeah, what is dark matter, Ian?
A really bright white matter.
Very bright white matter. So white matter flips into dark, so bright.
It's actually also energy.
Is dark matter energy?
It consumes energy.
Is there energy?
No. We can play the boom clap for her. Charlie XCX, we can do the boom clap. What do you think, Bob?
What? See, that's interesting because I've heard you say that before, that there is no energy.
Right.
And everybody wants to know what it is, what it's about. And it's like, well, if there is no energy, it seems like a rabbit hole to question it, isn't it? Or is it, Ion, that there is no energy as we know it?
Energy is a space holder per frequency load.
Space holder for frequency load?
Yeah. Just like calories
so when we
don't
talk,
make you fat. Calories are a heat. Then you eat calories and they make you fat. We haven't figured that one out yet.
So whenever we talk about energy, is that what we really mean? A space holder for frequency load?
You should be. We can't be sure what you mean. We end up back at Luckenbach, Texas so many times. Just hanging out with Waylon, Willie, and the boys.
Come on, let's get into the non-energy question. He said there is no energy. Then he said it was a container. Then it becomes something else. Come on, stay on topic.
Magnesium that produces ATP, adenosine triphosphate.
What's ATP?
Adenosine triphosphate, which is the energy of the body and requires magnesium in 6 of 8 of the chemical steps.
Contained within the lipids, there is no purer form of energy.
Well, what
what is in there?
ATP.
An impure form of energy?
There is no more purer form.
Than what?
ATP.
Is that what he just said?
Yes.
In the lipids.
Is it energy ion? You said there's no more.
I just told you ATP is energy.
And he says there is no energy.
There is no more pure form of energy than ATP in the lipids.
Right. That was said after he said 10 minutes ago there is no energy.
Well, it's a form of energy. It's not energy.
Well, no.
Brian, there you go, Brian.
No. I ain't having that.
There's a form of energy. There's no nouns. Look at that way. There's no
sense. If there is no energy, then there is no energy. There's no form of energy. There's just nothing. But let's get back to what Carolyn was talking about.
If
ADP. I understand the point. I'm tying together what Carolyn was saying when she was talking about ADP.
You said there's no form of energy. Now you're agreeing with Ian's use of that phrase?
No. I'm not. I want to question it further. If you'll allow me to question Carolyn here with her ADP, we might get there. Or whatever it is, ADP, PDA, or
BVD.
What's the chemical name of it?
UTI,
adenosine triphosphate. ATP. Right. I mean, the fats have to do with it too. If you look it up chemically, but I'm just talking about the chemical body aspect of it. I mean, Roxanne is talking about.
Well, in his definition, he was talking about the chemical body aspect. What he said was, it's a placeholder for a frequency load. And then he went into that whole thing of way back when we used to get into this topic of fat. Why do people get fat? Because they want energy. They're trying to store energy. Well, guess what? That's what he's saying. It's a placeholder for a frequency load. Now, I'm trying to tie together the ATP with the frequency load.
Ryan's catching ADD, trying to figure out.
Yeah,
it's all wrapped up together. I don't know if we could, you know, dissect all the aspects of it, but, you know, I'll just look up lipids and see them talking about the lipid breakdown.
Apply that energy to lysine. That's an amino acid.
So can you rephrase that, Ion, and say apply the ATP to lysine? Would that apply or not?
It would. It would prove the point she's trying to convey regarding the conversion of kinetic energy into power at a cellular level.
What's living carbon versus carbon?
Grits in the field and grits in the car.
What's the difference between living carbon and carbon?
Or better said, if there's a living carbon, can you describe a dead carbon?
And it wasn't just carbon. We were applying living to several different things. Like there are things and then there are living things. Okay, so what exactly is going on with
ion, there's
living.
Only one other element in the periodic table that is living at this point.
Was it uridium or what is that? Uridium?
Yeah, it was found, actually. We discovered it was also found in where Roxanna lives.
So does that mean that in the periodic table there's only two elements that are living, and that's carbon and uridium?
Well, I think there's non-living carbon and there's living carbon.
What about gold? Is there gold and living gold? Or hydrogen and living hydrogen? I'm trying to get at what living is.
We never defined what living meant in the carbon and how that applied to our chemical bodies or what that does in the environment. But living carbon is also replacing the carbon in the environment.
Iridium is alive, and carbon is fixed to be all alive.
what about the rest of the elements in the periodic chart? Are they alive?
Dead and dumb as a sack of hammers.
Ion, you must be referring to the super sugar with the C197 as this
D.
living carbon.
D. We're too lazy to say D, so you say D.
I thought it was C122.
Hmm. What is it?
It was H197.
Oh, C, you're right. You're right, Brian. C122, H197, O98. So, yeah, but he's referring to super sugar because we're creating all this extra carbonness.
But is the hydrogen, is the H197, is it dead?
Yes.
Oh,
it's inanimate.
So you're referring to dead as inanimate.
Inanimate.
Well, which, is it inanimate? Dead is inanimate, meaning it doesn't move or it has no movement. What's inanimate exactly? No movement, no life.
No sign.
Not alive, especially not in the manner of animals and humans. Inanimate.
Mm-hmm. Inanimate. That's a valley in Oregon. Well, wait, no, that's Willamette Valley. Sorry. They have cherries.
Hey, Ion, I noticed there's lots of articles, people more and more complaining about doctors and their drugs. Has all that chemical basis of matter died over the last couple of years, and it's going to accelerate how ineffective their pharmaceutical substances are?
People are getting too smart. And
so it's not matter isn't dead. The issue is matter dead, and the drug companies using dead matter, and their drugs are ineffective? Or is it just because people are getting smart?
People are getting smart.
Is matter dying? You said all these other elements on the periodic table are gone.
Well, he didn't say they were gone. He said they were dead or inanimate.
They're dead, inanimate.
Most of the periodic table is dead, Ion?
Everything except carbon. And was it radium or iridium?
Iridium.
And they're dead because the frequency has changed and the frequency they operate on doesn't exist anymore.
That is alive, yes.
Why do you say that is alive? Let's do it again. Everything in the periodic table is a different frequency from the new frequency.
But they've all vibrated at a dead level now. You can vibrate your body in a place where you can separate from this world. Still be alive, but you won't be in this world.
Because your body chemistry is vibrating at a dead level, you can't make it to the guff. That's on another frequency.
Do.
Got that, people? Fact. Fact one. Took us 6.5 years. We got fact one.
Because your body's operating in a dead level with dead chemicals, then
there's no power to launch to the guff. You just do a dub flight into a middle ground. It's all the frequency can be attracted to.
You just take Asia Air on a puddle jumper, and you get the same effect.
An Asia Air on a puddle jumper.
And you jump through a portal.
No, you can't make it past the portal. Your frequency is too low.
Pretty much.
So this is the way you look at it. Frequencies aren't effective anymore. So things will start to break.
Ion, is the living carbon the key to unlocking chromosome 14?
No, but it's the keyhole that it's opened by.
It's a keyhole. So something is the keyhole opened by something else.
No, the carbon is the keyhole. So something else is the key.
The gate master.
What is? The carbon?
The gate master is the key to the keyhole?
Yeah. The carbon is the keyhole, so what is the gate master?
Is that the 13th gate that's the key master?
Will that be Bob?
Brian has the upper hand because he can do the angel diagram. Wake up, Allison. That's what you should do.
What do you mean I can do the angel diagram? What's that got to do with what you just said as a gatekeeper?
Not you, Brian. You're still yet to acknowledge that there is a chart, so how are you going to explain it?
What did you say, Suzanne, about me?
No, it's Eliza.
I asked if you would be the gate master.
Yes, am I the gate master, Ion?
The gate master is us in our power, controlling the gates, portal.
Not in my world.
Is Bob the game master?
Where's that going to get you?
Well, we're trying to figure out who or what is the gate master.
We
it's
are
the 13th
well,
gate.
Well, we don't even know what the keyhole is. Like, look at what he said.
No, the keyhole is the living carbon. I thought we established that already.
So,
we don't
the
know
living
the
carbon,
is.
Which is supposed to be super sugar, is the keyhole that it's opened by. So what is opened by? And by what? It's the
chromosome
keyhole 14. That it's opened by.
The 13th gate in the 7th ring.
Now, my question was, is the living carbon the key to unlocking chromosome 14? And Aaron
right.
responded that it's the keyhole.
He said it's the
Brian.
Keyhole that it's opened
Brian.
By.
Brian, it's
opened by.
Brian.
I interpret that as that is.
Yes, Brian.
Right, take it right, hijack.
It's the lotus flower.
The lotus flower is the key.
The carbon is the keyhole with the lotus flower. The lotus flower is the. What? The gatekeeper. The lotus flower is the gatekeeper?
Someone said the key.
The key.
Let's see what where we've
so
heard
what does
about
the lotus flower represent?
You. It's always you in the end. It always is you. So go there every time.
Well, that's why I was saying the gatekeeper was us. It's each of us.
So is it that song, It Had to Be You? Is that the one you need to sing?
Remember, all this Bob stuff is said by Ion, not me. So don't be fooled and distracted by Ion.
Does the 13th gate and the 7th ring activate the lotus flower?
Well,
the opening?
No, it takes a little more than that. You got the degrees, the yaw, and the pitch, and all those degrees of movement.
Within the 7th ring.
Well, to open all the rings, but starting at the 7th ring. Inside, outside. Separate your kingdoms. Inside, outside. Separate your kingdoms.
Yeah. Didn't the 13th gate...
Yes.
It was key to its position in the...
Yes.
Okay.
Covalent bonding, covalent bonding, covalent bonding. Open the diagram. Open. Ouvre la porte. Ouvre la porte.
You're answering questions. The answers may not have any significance, but you will answer any question, regardless of its significance for us, right?
Well, we take great deference of your aptitude, Bob.
Yes, I'm good at it, unfortunately. What about we do the margarita level? Let's all go silent. You said that's the best margarita. Well, what if we all go silent? What could we expect?
So you're trying to beat her time now? Wow, okay.
Do the elements, the inanimate elements, have a frequency?
Yeah, they do.
So an element can be inanimate, but it still has a frequency?
Frequently, yes.
Okay, and an animate, like a living, the living carbon inanimate element, what else is it besides
it
the frequency
causes,
that causes it?
It causes frequency. Everything else has frequency, but living beings can cause frequency. So your frequency can change.
So living is the cause of frequency.
It's a stretch, but okay.
We'll go at a different way. We don't want to stretch. I just said that because that's what I thought you that I got from the living carbon. It's the living that causes the frequency.
So the living means you can change your frequency, not necessarily cause it.
Well, it comes back, do you eat because you shit or do you shit because you eat?
I shit because I eat.
Okay.
That's my guess.
Then go with that then.
Okay, so eating causes shitting. So living causes frequency.
Okay.
But fuck, now we're back to a stretch.
Well, it just depends on how large your bowels are that can handle your living.
It's been said when we're at our power, we don't need to eat. So eating is for sheer pleasure. So that would change your frequency because of how good it makes you feel. Because you're enjoying it.
It is. Okay. It is.
So frequency can change frequency based on how good we feel or how bad we feel. It's an effect of desire or fulfilling desire.
Okay, so are you ready to begin?
Yes, we're ready.
You want music, Ion?
No, you want to start 2 hours of quiet.
Oh, nobody wants to do that.
Okay, right now.
No, we're not doing it. We don't agree to do it.
Yeah, we don't agree with that.
we just gave Ion a new idea to bug us with.
I got a question about this frequency thing, because we're given things, frequencies, like love has a frequency, the earth has a frequency. So my physical meat sack body has a frequency. Correct, Ion? I would say that's correct, but let me get more specific. But let's say, does my liver have the same frequency as my skin or my bones or my teeth? In other words, within my meat sack body, do my organs and tissues and ligaments, do they have, each of them individually, have a different frequency from another within my body? Now I got an answer.
No, Ion's gone, Brian.